In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin nearly every worship service with those words. And that's a good thing, because they are very important words. They were spoken first over us at our baptism. So every time we repeat them, we are remembering our baptism. We also are confessing. We are confessing that there is one God who is three distinct persons. We're confessing faith in the Holy Trinity, that the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there is only one God, one being, one essence. Now, none of us can fully comprehend the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. That's because you and I are broken, sinful human beings. As such, the wisdom and the ways of our holy and triune God are beyond us. They are on another level. They are simply beyond our human comprehension. Of course, that we are broken sinners is clearly spoken of in our text from Titus chapter 3. Listen to what Paul says. We too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. Did you hear that? Paul says that we are broken sinners because we were deceived. Deceived by Satan, the father of all lies. And it all began where? The Garden of Eden. When Satan, disguised as a serpent, deceived our spiritual parents, right? Adam and Eve. And tricked them into turning their backs on God, his holy will, and his holy way. Yes, Adam and Eve plunged us and our whole world into sin. Now all of us are born, the Bible says, spiritually dead, blind, and enemies of God. Read Ephesians chapter 2. So now the things of God are foolishness to us. We cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. As says 1 Corinthians 2:14. But there is good news. The good news is that the triune God did not leave us spiritually dead. He did not leave us spiritually blind, nor enemies of himself. He did not leave us enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. Rather, listen to our text. But when the kindness and love of God appeared, he saved us. Did you hear that? He saved us. Because of his mercy. Our triune God saved us. Saved us not because of a righteous thing we have done or a righteous thing we could ever do, but because of his amazing grace and mercy. You see, when it comes to our salvation, God gets all the credit. St. John gives it to him, doesn't he? What does he say in our gospel reading? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Talk about good news for your life. Sin separated Adam and Eve and all their descendants from the perfect and holy Trinity. But God the Son took on human flesh, took mankind's sin upon himself, and went willingly to the cross and suffered, bled, and died for the sins of the world. But Jesus didn't stay dead, did he? Jesus rose from the dead Easter morn, defeating sin, defeating death, defeating the power of the devil. Well, at this point, some of you might be thinking, great, Pastor, it's good to know that Jesus came to save the world. But what about me? Well, my friends, look closer at the text. We're reminded that we're saved by the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we dare not forget the Spirit. For our text says God saved us not because of works done by righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing of regeneration and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. Amazing. The salvation won by Jesus Christ on the cross was applied to each of us by the Holy Spirit at the font, at the baptismal font, which is right out there. Indeed, listen again to the text. Our God saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit. And that means that through baptism, God individually washed each and every person here today. God washed away your sin. God washed away your guilt. God washed away your shame. Furthermore, in our baptism, our Heavenly Father poured out the Holy Spirit on us, and the Spirit worked saving faith in Jesus Christ in our hearts. What's more, that Holy Spirit we were gifted with in our baptism now transforms us, makes us new creatures, makes us new creations in Christ, that we might live not according to the flesh, but we might live new and different lives according to the Holy Spirit. What joy we should have today, because we have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that means the forgiveness and the salvation of Jesus Christ was delivered to us personally. It means we now have a clean soul. It's spotless. It's fresh. It's new. How to illustrate? Think about taking a shower. Okay? You go into your bathroom to take a shower. And you wash off what? The filth and stink from your body. Right? Well, remember, the water of baptism is where God washed off the filth and the stink of your sin. And so when you're in the shower, remember, you've been clean not only bodily, physically, but spiritually because of your baptism. And so you can say a silent prayer right there in the shower. You'll have to stop singing. Okay. Oh, I don't want to know how many of you sing in the shower. You can say a silent prayer in the shower and confess your sins to God and trust in His promises in baptism. And then as you dry off, you can know that you are clean in body and in soul. Your sins are forgiven. You have a clean slate, a fresh start to your day. Yes, you see, God invites us to return to our baptism. We can do it by confessing our sins. Every time we confess our sins, we return to our baptism, wherein where our sins were first washed away. Martin Luther put it this way in the Catechism. Baptism indicates that the old Adam, meaning the sinful human nature, in us should by daily contrition and faith be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires, and that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. So each day when we get up and we confess our sins, we're returning to our baptism. That's right. And our sins are washed away. Once again, we're made new. And today then becomes the first day of the rest of our life, where we live not to gratify the desires of our sinful flesh, but we live empowered by the Spirit as new creations to glorify our triune God for all He has done for us. St. Paul put it this way in Romans 6. Shall we go on sinning that grace may increase? Paul says, no way. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Christ through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. When we confess our sins each day, we return to our baptism. We are once again cleansed in the blood of Christ, and we have a fresh start. Today's the first day of the rest of our life. Not to glorify our sinful flesh, but to glorify our triune God. Baptism truly was a life-changing event. You were brought to the font a child of sin and death, and you left a forgiven child of God. And now each day, God invites you to remember your baptism and return to the font, wherein your mistakes, your sins, your shortcomings are forgiven, that you can live a new life. Yes, each and every day, God says, come back to the font. Whenever you fall short in your daily walk of faith, come back to the font. Whenever you fall short in your parenting, come back to the font. Whenever you fall short when it comes to obeying your parents, come back to the font. When you fail to forgive your spouse or your neighbor, come back to the font. When you fail to be a faithful steward of God's gifts of time, talents, and treasures. Whenever you sin, come back to the font, where you're united with Christ in His death, and raised with Christ in his resurrection, where you're gifted with the Holy Spirit and empowered to live a new and different life. Baptism is a means of grace, wherein the triune God delivers what Christ won for us on the cross to our life, that we may live a new life, glorifying the Father, God the Father who made us, God the Son who redeemed us, and God the Holy Spirit who brought us to faith and who is our comforter. So rejoice on this Trinity Sunday. You've been marked with the triune God when you were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that triune God who made you, redeemed you, and sanctifies you by his Holy Spirit, working through word and sacraments, will go with you, empowering you to live new lives each day for Jesus. All to the glory of our triune God. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen. And now